Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Mortiza. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. In today's episode, we are going to discuss one of the major misconceptions which is really important these days. Women are confined to their houses. Is it true or it is rejected by the religion of Islam? We all know that, unfortunately, some people think that in Islam, a woman's place is in their houses and they are not actually allowed outside or without the permission of their husbands or male members of their family. Some also think that women should not be allowed outside by themselves unless they are chaperoned. So we know that such a limitation and restrictions on women have no place in the religion of Islam. You know, Muslims, women, are allowed to leave their homes freely in order to do many things. For example, if they want to perform a salah or prayer in the mosque, they are allowed to get outside. If they want to perform greater or lesser pilgrimage, again, they have the right to get outside. If they want to pursue the education and gain knowledge, if they have the chance to visit sick people and relatives, if they want to actually respond to social calls, for instance, if they are invited to weddings, if they are supposed to visit their neighbors and extended family members, they are again allowed to get outside. Of course, they can go outside to join the funerals after the death of their friends. If they have a need to go to doctors and seek for medical treatment, they are allowed. There are many different areas that women are allowed in Islamic societies. So the idea that women are confined to their houses is just an absurd idea to the Muslims. You know, for instance, today many people are getting some occupations and jobs outside home. So, and these women are highly necessary to be present in society to provide help and care for others. So if they are not allowed to get outside, a big problem will happen in society. And there are many examples. For example, women are highly necessary to be present in security offices. Because for security reasons, there are women and these women need to be checked. If not, then Muslim women will be checked by male personnel of the security offices. So it is a kind of problem. Of course, in terms of marriage, women can get outside to negotiate marriage proposals with their families. And that's why having a job outside home is not that much difficult for Muslims today. And we all know that it is not related to the religion of Islam. It is a social matter as well. What Islam says about women in the words of Khaled Yasin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and your wives will have rights similar to the rights against them. He say similar, he didn't say same, because men is cursed who dress like women, and women who dress like men is cursed. They both got on clothes, but not, well, what? Not what? Not the same. They have the same rights in the sight of Allah, but they don't have the same reciprocal rights. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he designed the rights for those, you understand me? You know, the manager of the bank, the manager of the bank, and the other people that work inside the bank. Both of them are employees of the bank, is that right? But are their rights and responsibilities the same? Are they? No. So Allah said, الرِّجَالُ قَوَامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, that men, they have authority, responsibility over the women because of the strength that Allah gave them. Allah gave them that. So men are responsible to take care of the sisters. If the sister get married, if she don't want to work, she want to stay home and paint her nails and do her hair, okay, and just sit back and chill and drink lemonade, she can do that. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a job that the man can't do. She gotta have, she gotta be pregnant, she gotta give birth to the baby, she gotta take care of the baby, and she gotta raise the baby, and she gotta take care of some babies that's already 40 years old. You know, that's a 40-year-old man still living with his mother. So the woman is not expected to do what men do. And the men is not expected to do what women do, although we live in a society that have went flip-flop. So the issue is they have similar rights, but not the same. And our Prophet was the most gracious in giving the rights. And our brothers, the way we should deal with our sisters, we should give the sisters their rights before we demand ours. We should protect the sisters, because when they are, they should be a protected species. That we do everything. We even lose our lives. We lose our freedom to protect our women. We don't pimp our women. We don't take advantage of our women. We don't beat our women. We don't mistreat our women. We don't do that. That's not from the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as for our sisters, we don't badger the men. You don't talk back to the men. You don't, because the man, he in charge. Come on, sister, you can't have it both ways. You can't be chilling, drinking lemonade, wearing nice clothes. You ain't gotta work. You don't gotta do nothing, but you wanna be back talking. Come on now, sister. If you want to be back talking, then what the man should do is he should sit in the window and chill. Comb his hair, shine his shoes, and you should go out and work. This way you can back talk. No, let's put things in their proper perspective. That if you have a household, if you have a company, if you have a group, somebody got to be in charge, right or wrong. You can't say, oh, we both in charge. Yeah, so that means you drive in a car that's got two steering wheels, huh? So, sister, the rights are clear. And Allah gave the rights. The Prophet ﷺ didn't give the rights. And none of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ ever complained that he did not give them their rights. So we can't say that the Prophet ﷺ, that he was guilty for what men may be doing today. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر You can say it once or 100 times or more You feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to the teacher. As I was saying, women can have different kinds of occupations in society. Even the very hard ones that is actually not acceptable by some, but we know that Islam allowed them to go into those businesses. You know, these women can become technicians, trainers, fashion designers, and even beauticians, because we all know that beauty industry is actually a very fruitful profession, especially for young girls. So there are many other examples that can help us to identify where these wrong ideas about the women's presence in society are coming from. So if we talk about like national identity documents, so women need to be photographed. So if we don't have the presence of women, it will be a problem because some women prefer to cover their faces. So they should have the option to uncover their faces to a female photographer. We shouldn't actually take this right from them. Now, it is becoming clear that far from being confined to their homes, twiddling their thumbs and actually doing nothing, Muslim women will need to be coming into the society in order to fulfill obligations and duties that they have. So such an important task like imparting knowledge and seeking information, and if they want to perform their social duties, I mean, moral social duties in society, they must have the right to be outside. There is a big issue about workers, I mean, female ones, that these female workers must not actually let their families down. They must be there at home for their children when they actually need them. You know, the women, those women who keep their homes as their first priority, I can say that their primary education, and also they continue to do their professions and hobbies on a part-time or freelance basis at the level that does not obstruct the fulfillment of their responsibilities at home, we know that they have a more better and satisfied life, and they can actually get into a win-win bargain with their husbands and family members. Their homes and families in this regard are taken very good care of, and they have actually fulfilled their maternal and even nurturing their instincts, because if they are far away from their families, most probably they come to such a trouble that they are not finding enough opportunities to fulfill their jobs as a mother inside the house. So these people can use their spare time very constructively just because they do this for the benefit of many others. You know, there is a problem today that the feminists' misuse of freedom. Carefree lifestyle of women are actually and directly contributing to the increase of crime against women. What does that mean? It means that there are many reasons that can be attributed to the evil and actually the evil actions in society. I believe that the unlimited freedom of women, lack of protection to them, and unfortunately, laxity of social control, increased immorality, and many other problems have actually helped the crime against women. So these are the reasons that, these are some of the reasons, but not all the reasons actually in this regard. Unfortunately, we have this belief that on the road to modernization, these social controls have been slackened, and men and women mingle together freely in everyday activities. And unfortunately, such a relationship induced both of them to commit different crimes such as sexual relationships and immoral activities. So this is rejected by the religion of Islam. And we know that the increasing exposure of women to corrupted media, for example, watching bad movies, listening to bad radios, and etc., etc., are stretching their sexual sanity to breaking these rules and regulations. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed it. Do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode, goodbye.